more towards the front, you will have a better view. Service for this baptism is an outward symbol of an already worked out effect that's taken place in Jeanette's heart. Again, you must be very clear that the baptism doesn't save Jeanette, it hasn't saved Jeanette, but it's a demonstration of what has occurred in her heart. And so, as we think about this, it's a picture that once we were spiritually dead, we have no hope before God. We have no right to God, we have no ability to get to God, but because of what Jesus Christ has done, it is, as it were, we die to this world, we rise in Him. And so it's a picture of new birth, it's a picture of that spiritual death, and a glorious resurrection that occurs into our hearts. So as we go down into the water, we think about being crucified with Christ, and as we come out of the water, we're being made alive in Him. When we go down into the water a little bit later, I'll baptise Jeanette after asking her a question. And then when she's baptised, following that, we're going to sing the first sheet, the first hymn that's on your sheet, Blessed Assurance. And then when we come out, I'll say a few more words and then we'll close with Jeanette's choice of hymn for this service. Can I ask Jeanette now just to give a brief word of testimony of what God has done in her life?
Apart from the safety I felt at Sunday school as a child and an unwilling participant at assembly in chapel every morning at school, God didn't feature a lot in my life, far from it. Around 7 or 8 years ago, however, one of my oldest friends, Sue, came from a very dark place to God, which was apparent in a very regular phone call. At the time, the words, "Our Lord Jesus Christ," actually made me feel uncomfortable. I felt offensive. She gave us our first Bible. Maryport Baptist Church posted an invite through our door. I've been known to call this touted for business. It took a while before I finally came to my first Bible class around 3 years ago. We all have a different story of how we came to walk with Christ. Some are born into the church, some like me didn't get it until we realised that most of what we are doing and believe as gospel means absolutely nothing, or we hit rock bottom. What I do know is that for me, there is no way back. I am being baptized today because I'm identifying with Christ and the church. Sorry. This is my outward message, my declaration of obedience to God and a symbol of a new life. Thank you.
To declare your repentance toward God and your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ alone as your Saviour and Lord.
I believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and He is my Saviour and Lord.
Jeanette, on your confession of repentance towards God, profession of your faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
that was very helpful to me, and I trust may be helpful to you. It's found in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. That's a verse for today, but also for the entirety of your life, and it'll be certainly true for all eternity to come. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. We have a book to give you. I'll give you one to drive, and a Bible as well. We're going to sing the hymn that Jeanette has chosen, 766, and then the hymn books, also the last one on the hymn sheet. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. 766.
Oh,
Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all, now and forevermore. Amen. Amen.